on the Biz Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Clanton. Thanks for letting us ride along with you in the car this morning. Our phone lines are open toll-free at 877-777-7713. It's the sound of your money growing on the Biz Radio Network. Lots going on this morning on the show, too. It's the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Roger Arnold in the next half hour going to be talking about what's going on in France and Holland. Jenny Graves going to help you bring home the bacon. And Michael Clifford of ourfinest.org with another touching story about the troops to get you in the mood for Memorial Day. I think we need to do that a lot in preparation for Memorial Day weekend and really drive home the point of what it's all about. It kind of sets it up and makes it a whole lot more meaningful than just another retail sales holiday, which is what some of these things have devolved into sometimes. Coming up this segment, Robert Pearson, the Chief Executive Director for Pearson Partners International, is going to be on with us looking at some employment numbers. The help-wanting advertising volumes were flat in major newspapers in April, according to the Conference Board. They do this thing called the Help-Wanted Index, and it was unchanged at about 39 in April, which indicated that the labor markets were a bit soft last month. Hiring intentions, again, have turned cautious. The ad volumes have fallen in 7 of 9 regions over the past 3 months. And, in fact, yesterday, first-time filings for state unemployment benefits rose 1,000 to 323,000 last week. This was reported yesterday by the Labor Department. The four-week average of initial claims increased 500 to 330,500 in the week ending May 21st. That's a five-week high. The four-week average smooths out those distortions caused by one-time events like weather, holidays, and strikes. But they're interesting to look at and give us a sense of where things are going as we enter into the official summer season. Joining us this morning is the Chief Executive Director of Pearson Partners International in Dallas, Mr. Robert Pearson. Good morning, Robert. Good to have you on the show with us.
Good morning, Brent. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're in Dallas and have a pretty much a bird's eye view on what's happening around the state. What is your sense, with these numbers in mind, of the employment picture in Texas this month?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't see that trend that you were just talking about at all. Our business has never been better. We are you may know this, but Pearson Partners International is a retainer executive search firm. Mm-hmm. So we work with primarily senior companies to find senior executives. We're headquartered in Dallas with global offices in the Americas, Asia, and Europe. And we have a subsidiary, Executive Career Consultants, which provides assistance to senior executives in a job transition.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing it from a lot of different perspectives. But our business, for example, this month was probably a record month, maybe twice as much as we've had in any other previous month.
Yes, the group that you're catering to is quite different from these raw numbers that we get from the Labor Department on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
The scenario for the higher-ups, the executive level of employees, though, seems to be a very strong market right now. What is the strongest market that you're seeing across the country?
Well, Pearson Partners International, our executive search firm, recently analyzed our most recent 100 search assignments, and we found some interesting trends, which in summary would be, first of all, a very strong influence from the growth in China and India on our search work, and secondly, an increasing number of board of director search assignments, and lastly, a very strong trend towards dividing the roles of the chairman and the chief executive officer into mm-hmm. two separate positions.
The Indian markets right now are of interest because of the outsourcing issues that U.S. businesses have been dealing with. Are you seeing requests from these businesses, from Indian businesses for U.S. executives, or are they for U.S. companies needing to send U.S. executives to India to help manage the work in that country?
Well, we have our Asia executive search presence at Pearson Partners includes a strong position in Asia. We're in Hong Kong, Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, but our domestic practice is very much impacted in a couple of ways. I guess I mentioned earlier we did this survey of our recent 100 assignments mm-hmm. of Pearson Partners.
Yes.
You could categorize them in maybe six categories. First of all, the client companies that are consumer-driven, doing hospitality, leisure, retail, food, and restaurant work. Secondly, second big segment would be private equity firms, where the search work for their portfolio companies is driven by merger, spin-off activity, and board of directors work. But virtually all these private equity and buyout firms have a clear Asia strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Third segment would be energy, which where everybody's aware that the oil prices have been driven by the global economy and in particular demand in Asia and China. Fourth segment would be client companies strengthening their procurement organizations, where clearly everybody must have an Asian purchasing strategy. And banks and financial service clients, who are very impacted by the hypergrowth in Asia. And lastly, technology and outsourcing clients, where again the influence of China and India has been profound. And lastly, kind of sadly, we're seeing very little activity from the basic manufacturing sector. I suspect the U.S. is losing its manufacturing base to Asia.
Well, that's been a concern for a number of years, too. The question is that necessarily the accurate assessment? I have seen data that would indicate that for every job that is sent overseas for outsourcing and whatnot, there are others that come over from abroad, and it may actually be a net increase of jobs in the United States.
Well, China is increasingly, as everybody knows, an affluent population, which is consuming increasingly vast amounts of goods and services. And while a lot of foreign firms have focused on the prospect of selling products to these Chinese customers, very few have paid enough attention to the fact that many of the products that Chinese consumers will continue to use will be made by indigenous Chinese companies.
Yeah.
And fewer still have recognized that this consumption will provide some pretty fertile ground for Chinese companies to grow and expand overseas. So there are definitely jobs being created here as well.
Yeah, I think we've only just begun to scratch the surface of the opportunities and the areas in which we can help the Chinese grow, but in so doing, also grow the businesses of our domestic companies in China.
No question about it. Our domestic business here, our principals at our executive career consultants subsidiary, see so many executives who've been very successful, and now they're asking themselves what's next when they're in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, we have an executive who just sold his company and now wants to plan for his next challenge.
Uh-huh.
And we have another who was the CEO of a very large public company, and he's left to do something entrepreneurial and now wants to get back in the large public company environment, perhaps sit on a board. And most of these senior executives have been successful by, you know, keeping their head down and working hard, and they don't know what to do now suddenly when they're in transition.
So. Well, it's good that they have companies like Pearson Partners to help them get their head back up and back in the game, too. Robert, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. We appreciate having you on.
It was good being there. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Robert Pearson, Chief Executive Director for Pearson Partners International here on the Biz Radio Network. It's 7:30. CNN News is next. Roger Arnold coming up on the Biz Radio Network Morning Show. I'm Brent Clanton.